Welcome back to Culture Beat on 90.5 WICN. I am David Ginsberg, General Manager of WICN. I'm here with Nikki Erskine from the Worcester Cultural Coalition. Welcome back, Nikki.
Thank you, David.
So good to be back.
It is. While we were on the break, you started telling me about some of the things going on here at the station.
I did. So we have a lot in the midst of all the insanity of our world here. For WICN, we've been able to do a lot here in Studio 50, where we're doing the show now. We've had a number of live streaming concerts in the last few months. If you missed them, you can still view them, both on our Facebook page and our YouTube channel. If you look for WICN on YouTube, very easy to get to. You can see our Holiday Jazz Jam concert that we did in December featuring Pamela Hines, who hosts, of course, our Saturday Jazz Matinee, joined by the Carlos Odria Trio. We had a trio of students from Burncoat High School, a student group that came in that all received instruments through our Instrumental Partners Program, by the way, so they got to learn through donated instruments. Thank you to the audience for that. And Greg Abata, who's an amazing Jazz Hall of Famer in Rhode Island, saxophone player. If you missed that show, you can stream that on YouTube. And also, we were able to do our Jazz at Sunset concert this year, not in the summer, but in September, on the Francis Carroll Plaza outside of the Hanover Theater. We had a very small crowd of 50 people socially distanced. We live streamed it as it happened. The Grace Kelly Band was fantastic that day. You'll get to see my shiny bald head emceeing it as well, if you're so inclined. But that show is also available for you to watch as you wish. It's a couple of hours long. It was really an hour and a half, I think. It was really a phenomenal afternoon of music outside of the Hanover Theater. Grace Kelly, a jazz prodigy who got her start here at WICN, and we're thrilled to be able to share that with you. Watch that as you would wish, again, on our YouTube channel. I would also like to mention, for another really fun and interesting series of conversations related to WICN, Mark Lynch, who has been a part of WICN almost since the beginning. We started in 1968. He's been a part of the station, I think, since 1970-ish, something like that. Anyway, Mark hosts a terrific show called Inquiry that airs on Sunday evenings at 9, as well as on Tuesdays at 6. And this week coming up, Mark is going to be speaking with an author named James Zimring, who has a book out called What Science Really Is and How It Really Works. And I think as a topic, you know, what science is and how it really works has never been more germane than it is in our current moment. There's a lot of pseudoscience out there and a lot of bad advice. You can learn to discern what's real and what's fake through that conversation, as well as a conversation he has with a writer named Dan Nadel. If you're a comic book fan, he has written a book about a comic book artist named Ogden Whitney, who wrote what are termed oddball romance comics. As someone who's had a lot of oddball romances in my life, I've yet to see it in comic form, but apparently this will fit the bill. So check out Inquiry. It's on, again, Sunday evenings at 9 and again Tuesdays at 6 p.m. There's a huge swath of our archival episodes on our website at WICN.org. We are the voice of arts and culture. We want to contribute as much as we can as well. Mark does a fabulous job with that show and does interviews. Do check that out if you have the time.
I'm so glad to hear that you all have been doing so much, putting together so much content this whole time. For those who might not know, before the pandemic, I had been coming down once a week to record just little snippets of culture for WICN. That came to a stop when events and everything else stopped back in March of 2020.
Yes.
But before that, I think the last time I had seen you, David, was right here in Studio 50 when I hosted a marketing meeting.
That is correct. It was right in this very room. And it was, you know, Studio 50 is available if you need to or would like to record, whether it's a solo singer, a full band, if you want to record a podcast, an audiobook. We've had a couple of those. We've had commercial shoots in here. This was the setting of a hospital room not long ago, believe it or not. The room is available. We do offer the room for virtual events as well. So as you know, also having managed and worked in the nonprofit world for a long time, for nonprofits especially, end of year and events throughout the course of the year, as fundraisers and webinars and seminars and so forth are critical. The pandemic put a stop to all of that. We've been able to offer the room for virtual events, live streaming with video. We can record things in advance, and we offer it at a very affordable rate. So email me if you want to learn more about that, david@wicn.org.
And you've got a lot of great neighbors here too, David.
We sure do. We should talk about some of our great neighbors here, including our amazing friends down the hall at Arts Worcester and, of course, Technicopia.
Yeah, right upstairs on the 25th, Technicopia's woodshop steward and instructor Jeff Voss leads a class in wood turning. This in-person class begins at 6:30 p.m. with an hour of instruction, followed by an hour of supervised spindle turning.
Spindle turning?
Spindle turning.
Sign me up.
Sign yourself up.
I will. Now, Technicopia is a great place in that It's a makerspace. You can go, you want to get your hands on, you want to build something and have fun doing it. And, you know, not everyone has the tools and stuff at home or wants to go out and buy all the stuff you need. They have it all there for you. Mm-hmm. Register, go. And I should mention, we are here in the Printers Building in downtown Worcester. The building is in and of itself a beautiful, beautifully rehabbed facility. It's worth coming to take a look just for that, as well as coming to participate in some art and craft.
Definitely. And at Technicopia, they've got sewing machines. They have vinyl cutting tools, 3D printers, just all sorts of different types of machinery and tools that you might not necessarily have in your house. They just offer such a great way to be able to get your hands on mm-hmm. something, figure out if it's for you, and learn from people who actually know what they're doing. So I love the fact that we have such a great makerspace. Totally. Right downtown.
Yeah, and not everyone has a 3D printer at home. So it really is amazing. And to your point, you can learn a lot how these things work and how to use them to get a feel for it before you consider going further with that as an experience.
Mm-hmm. There are three 3D printers in my home.
Nikki's cats are actually from 3D printers. They're not real. They're incredibly lifelike.
Oh, I would have printed them to be better behaved.
If only.
They're designed to be in my lap during every Zoom meeting.
I think of poetry, and I think of a lot of times women holding cats on their laps as they go through and talk about poetry. And I believe we have a poetry event coming up.
We have a few, actually.
Really?
The Worcester County Poetry Association celebrates poet Pat Fargnoli on the 24th at 2 p.m. And then on the 26th at 7 p.m., you can join the WCPA for its virtual Thirsty Lab. This month's featured poet is Jennifer Freed. They host these virtual Thirsty Labs every month.
That's really cool.
Mm.
What, I'm not sure I've ever heard the term Thirsty Lab before, but that's a really interesting topic.
It was held at a bar in Princeton for a while. So you get thirsty.
Ah, there you go.
Yep.
Makes a ton of sense.
The audience can't see me pointing to tapping my head, but
yes. But if you've ever seen the GIF where the guy is sort of pointing his head, going, you know, doesn't make sense if you do this, that's exactly what Nikki just did. So a little theater of the mind for you. But poetry, you know, go enjoy posting poetry.
Yeah, and at the end of the month, on the 27th at 7 p.m., the City of Worcester's next Community from Home virtual open mic takes place on Facebook Live. Poets, musicians, and writers can register by January 25th to share their original works along the theme of beginning again. Mm. And this is one that my office at City Hall runs. The Cultural Development Division runs this one. So come say hi.
Beginning again, typically you would do that in January anyway. But in our current era where everything is upside down, we're beginning again in so many different ways. This is a great way to express yourself creatively and really kind of embrace that notion.
Right. We encourage poets, musicians, writers to share in more than one language if they feel comfortable with it. And if they don't have something specifically on that topic, you know, you're still welcome to share. But we try to bring some sort of theme to each of these open mic nights where people can, under the theme of beginning again, they can recount experiences of starting over, share the New Year's resolutions that they're already breaking, or celebrate hopes for 2021.
Hope is all we have right now.
I think you're right.
We need more of it.
I forgot to make New Year's resolutions. Is that bad?
No, it's actually a good thing, but we can discuss that off the air.
Probably best.
We have some chamber music coming up, right?
We do. On the 28th at 7:30 p.m., the Worcester Chamber Music Society's next Spotlight Concert will feature Peter Solsky, viola, and Randall Hodgkinson, piano. The musicians will present work by Hindemith, Brahms, and Clark.
Say that three times fast.
No.
Speaking of streaming music, by the way, I do want to make mention Music Worcester, another amazing organization here in the city. They have a number of streaming concerts coming up as well. There is one coming up with an artist named Lawrence Brownlee on, I believe, the 27th. They have more coming up in February. You can go to their website, musicworcester.org. You can see the listings there. Again, you can enjoy the music live live streaming to your home if you have a smart TV or your iPad, your laptop, whatever device you choose to stream on.
Yeah, they did one earlier this month with Simone Dinerstein.
who's an incredible artist.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And our own Bonnie Johnson from Sunday Afternoon Colors of Jazz here at WICN is a new board member at Music Worcester. And I mention that only because I want to give Bonnie a little spiff. She does a tremendous amount. Bonnie does a lot for the radio station and in the community. She's a cultural force in her own right. And I want to just, it's great that she's now part of Music Worcester as well as WICN. I want to give her a little shout out there.
Well, shout out to you.
Well, thank you very much.
Sometimes with classical music or opera specifically, it can feel really overwhelming if you're not already familiar with it.
Mm-hmm.
So if you are someone who finds opera intriguing but don't know where to start, you can join the Joy of Music's Journey Through Opera series. Mondays through May at 7 p.m., bring your opera glasses and explore composers, the history that inspired the storylines, and the singers who bring these stories to life.
I want to start wearing opera glasses just day in and day out.
David, you don't wear opera glasses. You hold them up.
I know. I'm going to be one of those guys that just does
I'm
that.
Signing you up for this one. But you could also go and just marvel them with your baritone.
It'd be a marvel, all right. That's one adjective that could be used.
I'm sure they'd appreciate it.
Yes, I'm sure they would.
Can you get blocked from Zoom?
Yes.
Is that a thing?
Actually, yes, you can.
All right, we'll talk about that off-air, too.
The off-air show is going to be even better than the on-air show. But speaking of streaming music, I do want to make another mention of something that's been a part of WISN for the last couple of months, the Seth Concert Series, which features Seth Rudetsky, who's a pianist and a composer and arranger and a Broadway singer. This was a live series that started over the summer, summer's past, in Provincetown. And because of the shutdowns and his the inability to do live theater and live concerts, it's become a virtual series called the Seth Concert Series. And it's been part of WISN for the last couple of months. We've been fortunate to be able to work with them and help interview a number of different artists that have participated and will participate. You can stream them on demand, the SethConcertSeries.com. You can see on demand is Wayne Brady, who is an incredibly talented man from Broadway to game shows to acting and comedy and singing. Wayne Brady did an episode that'll be available on demand through the 26th. And then there's on-demand episodes with Kelly O'Hara, Stephanie Blount. There's more coming up. The Seth Concert Series, if you're a Broadway fan, it's conversation, it's music, it's piano playing. It's great. Enjoy that.
That sounds great.
It's fun, yeah.
I love Wayne Brady. To bring arts a little more local, an organization called Valleycast has the Art and Music Makers Festival, which continues on their social media platforms through March 26th. Each Tuesday and Thursday, the Valleycast social media channels present videos of musicians and artists of all abilities sharing music, art, studio tours, demonstrations, and personal interviews.
That's really cool.
I miss festivals so much, and I'm not just saying that as I drink coffee out of my Start on the Street mug, but just being able to explore and find things that I didn't know about earlier that day, see new experiences, yeah. Stumble into things,
and you
as
meet
opposed
new
to
people.
Having to seek things out.
Yeah, you meet new people, you discover new artists, you discover art forms you may not have been familiar with mm-hmm. or appreciated before, all of those things. We desperately like to see that come back sooner than later.
Absolutely. And another way to get your fill of newer experiences or just see a rotating list of the things that are coming up is to subscribe to the Arts and Culture newsletter.
And how do we do that, Nikki?
You visit WorcesterCulture.org and sign up for the email list. That email goes out every other Wednesday.
And as a recipient of that email, and no joke, it really is, it's beautifully designed and it's really full of great information that you can use and share. Again, we talked about at the beginning of the show, one of the ways you can help support all of these organizations is by sharing events, sharing listings, sharing info about exhibits and so forth, support these artists. It means the world to them, obviously, and these organizations. Thank you for listening to Culture Beat here on 90.5 WICN. I am David Ginsberg. She is Nikki Erskine. Thank you so much for being along with us. Thank you, Nikki.
Thank you, David.
We'll see you next week.